Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Today, as we reach the month of October, I want to talk to you about a series of messages on health that matters. Our health matters, matters that pertain to health. This primary message I'm delivering to you today is entitled Wholeness. Many times we won't talk about wellness, and what the reality is, the Bible does really not talk about wellness, it talks about wholeness, which brings about goodness in health. The first chapter of the first verse of the first book of the Bible starts with actually this idea of wholeness. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This amazing one-line verse is so rich and is so potent in this idea of wholeness. It deals with the start where it says in the beginning. The words in the beginning tell us about this idea of time where God steps into this moment in history where he creates time, the idea of the past, the present, and the future, a wholeness, a continuity of three different things that bring one thing to a whole. Next, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens. The heavens speak about space. And once again, we find space deals with the whole of the length, the width, and the height. Wholeness is always the completeness that God has to offer us. Finally, it says in the same verse that it's not just the beginning, God created the heavens, he also created the earth. And here we find matter. And inside the earth, we find yet three things. We find solids, we find liquids, and we find gases. These are components that create matter. Time, space, and matter is completeness or wholeness. Time speaks about the when, space speaks about the where, and matter speaks about the what. These three create the how. And what is the how? Wholeness. When we have wholeness, we will have wholeness of health. The first point I want to make in this message is designed to be whole. God created everything to be whole, and thus he created us and designed us to be whole. God's creation works as a whole, as we've seen in Genesis 1 verse 1. But further, we see it in the rest of the chapter in Genesis 1. He says he created the lights in the first day of creation, and he said it was good. On the second day of creation, the Bible says God created the expanse, and he divided them from water above and water below, and said it was also good. On the third day, he gathered all the waters in one particular location, and as a result, land began to show up and vegetation sprouted, and he created life as it is with the seas and the land and all the vegetation, and he said it was still good. On the fourth day, he talked about dealing with creating the heavens and putting the sun and the day and the night and the evening with the moon, and he said it was still good. On the fifth day, he created the living creatures in the sea and above in the air, and he said it was still good. And finally, on the sixth day, he created animals and mankind himself or herself, and he said it was very good. People argue about the minutiae of all of these things when the whole message of the simple narrative of Genesis 1 is wholeness. In fact, some people argue that day 6 was very good because that was the day he created animals and mankind, which is really not what the Bible says. It says in Genesis 1 verse 31, when God saw all that he made, or the wholeness of all that he had made, it was very good. It is wholeness that God intended from the very beginning. When we understand wholeness and how it works, we will find what the Bible calls, or the Jews called, in the Hebrew word shalom. Shalom simply means nothing is broken, only because nothing is missing or everything is whole. The first point is that God designed us to be whole and God's creation works as a whole. Wholeness is also very good for us, as we have seen, that when after God created the wholeness of everything in creation, he said, it is good. Not just good, but very good. Now, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, we see the continuation of this idea of wholeness. Thus, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, matter. There is a side to us that's matter, that's physical, that's liquid, that's material. And yet it says there was a breath of our nostrils that breathed life into us. And as a result of that breath, the Spirit of God being breathed into us, we became a living being. That word living being is another special Hebrew word called nefesh. The Jews do not believe largely in just the physical life. but believe in a completeness and a wholeness called nefesh. Wholeness is not just good for us. Wholeness is only made possible with God. When we look at our bodies are interesting. They can do so many things. And for the most part, it's not just because of its physical nature. It's because it is a nefesh, a completeness, a whole. And in that whole, many parts of that is non-material. It's not just our physical bodies, but parts of our life or our health are really not just material. They're actually non-material. For instance, while we have a brain, inside that brain is a non-material mind. That mind consists of a wholeness of our intellect. It consists of our memories, and it consists of our imagination. That's what consists all of that that makes our minds whole. More than that, we have a will. And that will is where we find our responsibility, where we find how we're motivated, our motivation, and finally, even our determination, the act of the will. These are non-material elements of our health. And finally, emotions. Our emotions, like these other two, consists of completeness and wholeness, our feelings, our experiences, and at some level, even our expressions. This is what the Bible teaches about wholeness. When we understand that we were designed to be whole, that God's creation works as a whole, that wholeness is good for us, not just good for us, very good for us, wholeness is only possible with God. Which brings me to my second point. We were created whole. In other words, we weren't just designed to be whole, we were actually created by God to be whole. The Bible tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We see that in Psalm 139, verse 13. For you created my inmost being, that part of me that you made whole. You knit me together in my mother's womb. These ancient scriptures of writing tell us about how God designed us from thousands of years ago that science has now proven that we are a confluence of so many things that God knitted together. Verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made is why we were created, because we were created whole. Your works are wonderful, and the question is, do I know that full well? You may have heard of a man named Nick Vujicic, who is an author, a writer, a speaker who travels, who was born with a ailment called tetraamelia syndrome. In other words, he was born without arms and without legs. And yet he managed to learn how to swim. He managed to learn, like a good Aussie, to surf. He managed to get an education and a college degree, managed to fall in love, get married, and even raise a family of four children. I met Nick many years ago. About 8 years ago, I had a one-on-one time with Nick. I had so many questions to ask. Very excited to spend time with him. One of the questions that was interesting I asked him is, how do you even scratch things when you itch? And I remember when he looked at me and he said, I can't. But you see, Nick believes a fundamental truth about his health, which has caused him to last all these years and build a life despite the limitations. He's created whole, fearfully and wonderfully made. In some of his words, he said, some people are more handicapped than I am because they don't really understand that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. Secondly, our life is an ecosystem. Notice what it says in Romans 8:28, and we know. There's that thing again. Do you know, right? Do you understand? Do you finally get it through your human limitations that God created all things to work for those who love Him? It is all these things coming together that work together for us that allow us to fulfill our purpose. Many times when we think of health, we focus on just parts of it, and it becomes weird. For many of us who are followers of Jesus or people of faith, we think of just the spiritual life, and our muscles, they'll grow, but we don't think about our physical lives. And even for our physical lives, you can't just grow one part of your body. You've got to grow all of it. Our relational, our financial lives need to come together. All things work together for the good of them that love God. One of the biggest organs in our body, it's something that's very common that you probably see every day and take for granted, and that is your skin. This is literally covering our bodies from head to foot. But many don't realize that that thing is an ecosystem. Inside that skin is a whole system that works together, comprising of an epidermis, where we find our hair, our sweat pores, a dermis, where we find our nerves, our sweat glands, our hair bulbs, our veins, and even our arterial lines. Under that, we have the hypodermis and the subcutaneous level. It is an amazing system. In fact, doctors call this system the integumentary system. Our lives are not just composed of an integumentary system of skin. Our lives is actually a compounding of so many other systems. You have the skeletal system, which has systems within those systems. You have a muscular system, we have an immune system, and inside that immune system, we have lymphatic systems, respiratory systems, digestive systems, nervous systems, endocrine systems, cardiovascular systems, urinary systems, reproductive systems. We were created to be whole. Apart from a God who can cause all things to work together for our good, we'll be hard-pressed to stay healthy, both just spiritually, relationally, physically, and even financially. There's something about us that are created to be whole, fearfully and wonderfully made. Our life is an ecosystem. More than that, our life thrives in an environment. In my conversation with Nick, I asked him about how did your parents nurture you? How did they manage to raise you the way they've raised you, that today he's become an author of so many books? I just checked out his Instagram recently. He had 14 million followers. And I was wondering, Nick, how did they raise you? And he explained to me that the secret was they treated him like any ordinary, just human being. They didn't say he was anything special. They just made him play the same things, made him skateboard, made him swim. But they created an environment that involved his physical, his provisional. And many people don't know this, but Nick's father was a pastor and raised him up with a spiritual understanding of life. And finally, relational. This ecosystem, this environment that is whole, is what causes us to be whole. When we just focus on one area of our lives and not understand that we were designed to be whole, and secondly, created by God to be whole, fearfully and wonderfully made, our life is an ecosystem and our life thrives in a healthy environment. The third point, my final point, is we were charged to remain whole. Not just designed to be whole, not just created whole, we were charged to stay whole or remain whole. We find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. It says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?" It says, do you not know that your bodies, there it is again, do you know? Do you know? It's always about, when it comes to this area of health, the question always comes up. Do you know that you're temples of the Holy Spirit? Charged to be whole begins with the fact that our bodies have a defined essence. The Bible tells us that our body is like a temple. A temple is the place where we meet God, and thus we are charged to keep it pure and holy. When our bodies are pure and holy, because we know that it's the temple, the very place where we meet God on a daily basis, we get take better care of it. We understand that it is whole only because we treat it as a temple of the living God. Secondly, in verse 19, it says, "Do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?" The second half of that verse says, "You are not your own. You were bought at a price." To be charged to be remain whole is not just to understand that our bodies have a defined essence, but to understand that our bodies have a defined value. In thinking about how to illustrate this to you today, I want to explain to you about one of the most famous paintings of all time called the Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa is very, very famous all over the world, probably one of the most recognized paintings there is. And its currently estimated value is $850 million for a painting. What's interesting about why it's so valuable is simply this. It's one of a kind. And that is true about you and me. We are all unique in some ways, and God made us whole, yet unique. And there's something that's about us that's one of a kind. Thus, we need to treat our bodies with great value. But one of the most interesting things about the Mona Lisa is, if you've ever been to the Louvre in Paris, you'll find that it's not a very big painting. It's actually rather a small painting. And it's supported by a bulletproof covering. And it's the most photographed painting among all the things in that museum. There's a particular reason why the Mona Lisa is very famous. Because once upon a time, In 1911, it made the headlines of the newspapers in Paris. In 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen. The headlines around the world was the Mona Lisa, which was valued at the time for $5 million, was missing. It wasn't to be found until 2 years later and recovered in 1913. Here's the point. Just like our bodies, it's one of a kind. But more importantly, just like the Mona Lisa that had to be redeemed, we too were redeemed. We were bought at the price, at the very high price, of the suffering and death of Jesus. As a result, we create value and we value our lives because we understand our bodies have a defined essence and our bodies have a defined value. Lastly, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 19, the second half, and verse 20 says, "Therefore, because you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and because you know that your body is valuable and bought at the price, honor God with our bodies." The third part of being charged to remain whole is our bodies have a defined purpose. And the purpose is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. The purpose of our bodies is not for us to just enjoy all of life, where that part of it is that because the more we enjoy life, the more we glorify God. But the fact is, this body was meant to give honor and praise to God. It's a temple. It's valuable, and its purpose is to glorify God as we live on this earth. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, not as a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice, a life that is whole, pleasing to God, and this is your true and proper worship." This is wholeness. Wholeness is made to happen to in our lives when we understand we're designed to be whole, that God's creation works as a whole. Wholeness is good for us. In fact, very good for us. Wholeness is only possible with God. We were created whole because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our life is an ecosystem. Our life thrives in an environment. And finally, we were charged to stay whole. Our bodies have a defined essence, to be pure and holy, to keep it that way. And secondly, our bodies have a defined value. It's one of a kind. It's the only one we've got. And finally, our bodies have defined purpose. Join me as we proclaim these final moments, find a piece of bread and a cup as we pray this prayer in proclamation of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you for redeeming our lives with your most precious blood. It is for this reason that we want to be good stewards of this one-of-a-kind body that you have given us. Give us the ability to embrace wholeness as you intended our lives to be, to know that we are designed and created to be whole. Help us to trust that you are able to cause all things to work together for our good. As we embrace this truth, give us the ability to care for our bodies, to keep it pure and holy, to value it as one of the most important possessions. As we do, may our bodies bring glory to you as we offer it as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.